With Radio on the Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Four Hampton residents were charged yesterday after five search warrants were executed in Hampton and one in Sheffield in reference to alleged ongoing criminal activity, which includes thefts and forgery. Hampton police arrested 52-year-old Scott Marzen for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. 24-year-old Christopher Howell was arrested for forgery, and 29-year-old Samantha Olmstead was arrested for possession of a controlled substance meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition, 55-year-old Britt Plagenkuhl of Hampton was arrested for controlled substance violations involving both marijuana and meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for two counts of failing to affix a drug tax stamp. Plagenkuhl was ordered held on bond at the Bremer County Jail, while the other three have been released from custody. More arrests and charges are expected in the coming days. The Hampton Police Department last night arrested 53-year-old John Capella and 48-year-old Lisa Eckler, both from Hampton, and charged each with violation of a no-contact order. Both were later released. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 30-year-old Alex Deakey of Wellsburg, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation revocation from the original charge of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 69-year-old Dennis Boneen of Iowa Falls on two Hardin County warrants, one for failing to serve a 30-day jail sentence from the original charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee, the other for failing to appear for a probation revocation. Both are being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Iowa Falls Police Department last night arrested 40-year-old Carl Brown of Iowa Falls on a Hardin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of driving under suspension. Brown was later released. The Iowa Department of Transportation is requesting public comment for a proposed bridge replacement on Iowa Highway 57 over a drainage ditch about 2.1 miles east of the East Junction with Iowa Highway 14 in Butler County. The proposed project involves replacing the existing steel deck girder bridge with a triple reinforced concrete box. Construction on the project is expected to begin in 2023. Through traffic on Highway 57 would be detoured using Highway 14 and Butler County Roads C-55 and T-47. Comments must be received by August 13th to be considered. To make a comment, contact Pete Helmstead at the DOT office in Mason City, 641-423-7584. The Clarksville City Council Monday night voted to not approve a legal service quote for preparation of one or more policy handbooks from Lynch Dallas PC of Cedar Rapids in the amount of $6,000. In other business, the Clarksville City Council approved a citizen request for the use of the softball fields for a tournament on September 25th and the 26th. Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls is open. The Mercy One Hanson Family Hospital Medical Shop, located in the hospital lobby across from Hamilton Specialty Clinic, the durable medical equipment store offers a wide variety of home medical equipment with the ability to order additional supplies based on needs. Trained staff are available during store hours to answer questions and provide measurements for the perfect equipment fit. The Mercy One Hanson Family Hospital Medical Shop open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. For more information, call this number at 641-648-7099. Again, 648-7099. St. Paul's Lutheran School in Latimer has been in operation since 1925. We'll be teaching students in grades K through 8 when school begins on August 24th. St. Paul's Lutheran School principal and teacher Steve Stortz tells Radio On The Go News they followed certain guidance during the pandemic.
The first year when we closed all the schools, you know, we did along with the governor and, you know, we went to remote learning. The only difference there is we made it mandatory right from the start that kids had to participate online every day and we recorded grades. And so if you didn't come in, then we did a little bit of summer school for you to match up. But then this last year, we were mask optional. Nobody was going to stigmatize anybody by wearing it or not wearing a mask. And we only went to remote learning for 2 weeks for one student who had COVID. Rest of the time, we were all face to face.
Stort says he recently received good news about the school.
We have been accepted for national accreditation for National Lutheran Schools. This was a process that we worked on for 3 years. We had a visitation team come in for 3 days and examine our documentation, interview the students, interview parents, interview congregation members. So we got a local pass, then we had a state pass. We found out that we were accepted nationally. And so out of over 800 schools in the country, we're one of the top 500 for that.
For more information, go to stpaulslatimer.org. Again, that's stpaulslatimer.org. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is launching its 8th annual photo contest. The CSIF photo contest, which started Monday, gives Iowa farmers the opportunity to showcase their operation. This year's contest will feature 3 photo categories for participants to enter: portrait, livestock, and scenic. Iowa's farmers are encouraged to submit a photo within one of the 3 categories that best showcases their farm. The photo contest will be featured on the CSIF Facebook page, and the winner will receive a CSIF prize package. The entries are due by August 12th. Entries should include the following information along with the selected photo: first and last name, county, phone number, mailing address, photo caption, and category. The first week of August, farmers markets across the nation celebrate National Farmers Market Week, highlighting their role in supporting healthy communities, food systems, and stimulating local economies. There are farmers markets in the Radio On the Go broadcast area, including in Clarion on Saturdays from 9 until 11 a.m., in Clear Lake on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until noon, and in Hampton on Tuesdays and Fridays from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. There are currently over 8,600 farmers markets in the United States. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the Public Health Coordinator for Greenbelt Home Care in Eldora, Rocky Rents, who will provide an update on COVID-19 activity in Hardin County. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.